Unit 8. Youth in Mind. Page 206. Focus on reading. Task 2.
Wendy, our school is in a small town on the coast, and tourism is very important for our community. One of the problems we've been having, though, is all the litter that gets left on the beaches. It's not all left by tourists. Unfortunately, most gets dumped by people who live in the area, and some is washed up by the sea. Anyway, we decided to do something about it. So once a week during the summer, we organized ourselves into work parties and cleaned the beaches. Apart from helping the image of the town, it gave us the chance to get plenty of fresh air. Tony, in citizenship classes, we visit elderly people in the community who have difficulty in doing things for themselves and help them. This means doing things like going to the shops and helping out in the house and garden. Sometimes all we do is just have a chat with them. Sometimes we can find out something about life from them because they've lived through a lot and have plenty of experience. I think it's important for different generations to look out for each other. Alex. It's very beautiful here in the mountains and we get a lot of visitors. But beneath all the beauty, it's quite a wild and dangerous place. I should know because I am a volunteer with the local mountain rescue service. Naturally, we receive instruction in first aid and how to use maps and compasses. I've even been in a helicopter. Last summer, I helped find a walker who had fallen and broken his leg. If we hadn't got to him, he would have died. Francis. I had quite a few personal problems, and it was a great help when I was able to phone up and talk to someone about them. That was when I decided that I would like to help out. Basically, I'm a volunteer on a helpline for young people. Teenagers who have various problems can ring us and just talk about what's worrying them. If it's something very serious, we can recommend professional help. Of course, we get training on how to handle calls, and it's a great feeling to know that you are there for people if they need you. Nez. I saw this ad in the press calling for volunteers to go and work in the third world for a year. I decided to take a year out before university and I thought it would be a great opportunity. I ended up helping kids learn English in a village in Africa. It was a real eye-opener for me as the resources were virtually non-existent and the classes were much larger than I thought they would be. However, I learned a lot about myself being out there and benefited enormously from the experience. Gary. This boy in our town was very ill and needed an operation, but the waiting list was very long. So we decided to help raise money for him so he could have an operation privately, which would be a lot quicker. We decided to have a sponsored six-a-side football tournament in the gym at school. We had several teams and we all played each other round the clock for 24 hours. Of course, we rested while the other teams were playing, but it was exhausting. Anyway, we got family, friends and local firms to sponsor us, and we made enough money for Richard to have the operation he needed.